Can you just sum up tonight's performance before we get on to this, the season as a whole?
Thought we started pretty well with the goal, and then we had to weather it for a little bit. And all in all, I thought it was a pretty good performance tonight, aside from about a 10-minute spell. We conceded two set piece goals in that spell, and then lost a second ball that led to the third goal. And so, but I thought there was going to be chances, and I thought the second half, you got two options, as I said to the guys, down 3-1. We can roll over and play and have fear, or you can just go out and give it all. And I knew before I even had to say that, I knew what would take place. And the guys, I thought the second half was, all things considered, I thought it was a pretty good second half by us in terms of creating chances. Don't get me wrong, they still had some chances themselves, but it's hard to beat a good team at this point in the season when you give up three goals in a 10-minute spell. And but with all that being said, man, I'm proud of these guys. So as hard as it is to end the season, and we raised the bar, and now there's a different expectation based upon this group of how we move forward with BU Men's Soccer.
Yeah, and could you describe the difference between playing as the top team in your conference in your contest last week to being an underdog in the context of the NCAA tournament tonight?
Nothing wrong with being the underdog. And you had to go on the road at this point in the season. You're going to play against every team's going to be good. And coming on the road and playing a really good side in Syracuse. There is a difference. But also at this point in the year, I think there's such a level of confidence with our group. Coming into this game, we were 12-3-4. That's impressive. That's hard to do, right? And we talked last on Saturday, I'm sorry. To go through the regular season and to do what we did, and then to do it in the conference tournament. This is season three, right? You got your first season's your regular season, your second season is the conference tournament, and then the NCAA tournament is season three. And so to have this opportunity, whether you're the underdog and have to go on the road or not, the guys wore the jersey. They honored it, and we went down swinging and fighting. And I think we did well tonight, right? With all things considered. I know that's hard to say when you lose a game 3-1 and you end your season, but I thought there was a lot of soccer, and we had our moments.
You touched on it briefly. Conceding from set pieces, when you play an ACC team and maybe they're more free flowing and you get broken down that way, but to concede from set pieces, was any part of you disappointed? I mean, saying that they've got some, monsters at the back who, really pose a physical presence, but just from your perspective, anything you wish your guys could have done better in terms of defending set pieces?
We hadn't given up a set piece goal since Lafayette on October 14th. And I've said to the guys, the later in the year you get, you can't give away set piece goals. And so is there anything differently would have done? No, because you're going to have to absorb some of them. It's the small details, right? We've dealt with it for a good amount of the season, and it's part of the game, as you guys know. And yeah, they're big, they're physical. They have, until you're next to them on video, maybe they don't seem as big, but they're a big group. And they got themselves in a couple good positions, and you know, to limit fouls in around the box. But at that point, even if you do foul, you know, you're going to have to defend and man mark and box defend. And so you can't change anything. Of course, you'd hope that in the grand scheme of things, you could deal with them a little better. But I thought all in all, it's a good performance. It's just it's unfortunate, you know, that on tonight, on this given night, we conceded to, you know, and they've scored set piece goals this year, and we knew, and we prepped for it, and not really much I can say aside from super proud of these guys.
Yeah, of course. And going off of that more positive note at the end there, Rosen stepping up in another big moment tonight. Can you just talk about his ability to perform under pressure all season, really?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that there was going to be space. They man mark, and you know, once you beat the initial pressure and you have some high-low interchanges and you have to have depth. And I thought the goal was one of the patterns that we looked at. Good high-low interchange to draw him out, and Bono did a good job to fill that space, and to, you know, Etan, to, we talked about wingers not having, from a weak side perspective, not being so disconnected. And that was one of the things that we looked at specifically, to find runs centrally from weak side wingers. And he did a great job to finish it off. He probably wants that one back in the second half, you know, just inside the 18, probably. I don't know how close he was to the PK spot, but you know, Etan scored goals this year, big goals, and you know, it was a good first goal, right? He had other opportunities, but yeah, he's been great all year. He really has.
And you said it, like, just that 10-minute period, you think, other than that, was a good performance, you know. Can you sum up what went wrong in that, I mean, little 38-second window? Was it just kind of a mentality thing? Was it them kind of – they had been building pressure for a good – you know, since you guys went up, they were really turning it up. So was it that, do you think, or was it a mentality thing in that, you know, just 10-minute kind of period? What was the difference there than the other, you know, 80 minutes of the game where you guys looked just as good as a, you know, a national team?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a fair question. Once that, you know, once you score early on, you know, it's going to come, right? And I thought we dealt with it. I thought we had good shape. I thought we dealt with crosses, and some clearances. Yeah, you're pinned in a little bit, and that's okay, right? That's football. And from there, you know, I don't think it's a mentality part. I don't, because I think we've done such a good job this year in terms of defending at times as a whole. But once you concede one, that gives the opposition a little more, and it's down in front of their Otto's army. And, you know, it was a discussion. We said we probably want to defend that in the first half, because if you can deal with that in the first half, then you're attacking in the second half, and it's not near you, right? The crowd right there. And they get a little more boost after getting one, right? And then, you know, I don't think that's anything, a lack of anything by our players, but, you know, I said to the guys after the game, we learn, right? And tonight we learned about a new experience, you know, and so our guys will take that, and we'll move forward, right? But that, I don't know what that 10-minute spell is attributed to, right? I think there's a lot of factors. They're a really good team, right? And they put pressure on us, and they had good service. But we grow from it. And the unfortunate part is the next time we regroup, it's for training in the spring. But I think it's a key moment for us to be able to, when we are able to, and not now or tonight or in the near future, but when we do go back, it will fuel, you know, it will be a moment or a spell of time that we can go back and tangibly say, yeah, this is a moment that we have to now be better in, right? And maybe the next time you don't concede 3 goals in the 10 minutes, well, maybe it's only 1, right? But that's growth. So Charles, I don't know what it was, but I guess the simple way is I wish it wasn't 3 goals in that 10-minute spell.
Yeah, and this will be the last one from me. Could you just talk about the feeling on the team right now? I know you said you're proud and there were a lot of moments outside of those 10 minutes that you're really happy about. Obviously, right after a loss is difficult, but how's the team doing right now?
Yeah, no. I reminded the guys in college soccer, obviously, but in college sport, there's only one team that ends their season with a win, right? Everybody else ends their season with a loss. And there's a lot of emotions with our group right now. And those are good emotions. Those are emotions of what they've done, how they've raised the bar, and how they've put us back in a national light, right? And they rolled up their sleeves and they did it day in, day out. And I think the emotions that we saw are that, right? Obviously, some guys, it's the last time they'll put on the BU jersey, and I feel for those guys. But I also said to them, they have laid the foundation and they have been the ones to drive us to get to this point. And now it's on all of the rest of us to now use this as the bar. And so I've said this time and time again, I could not be more proud to do it with those 27 guys. But there's emotions of probably different layers of emotions. But I think when they all look back on it, it's emotions because they're so invested. They love what they do. They love who they do it with. And that's a special group. It really is. The BU Men's Soccer 2023 team is a special group. And so I'm with them on those emotions. Because as I said, they've done everything this year. They've poured their heart and souls into everything that we've asked them to do. They've dealt with us as a staff every day. But what a group. So, yeah, good emotions. But, of course, it's emotional anytime you end a season.
And then last one for me, Coach. I don't want to, you know, reopen wounds or anything like that. But, I mean, that second half, I thought you guys were clearly the better team and had a couple chances gone your way. You know, it would have been a much different scoreline. I feel like, you know, from that hour mark onwards, you really – created at will. Was there a tweak in terms of tactics, or what did you like in that second half in terms of you guys created a ton of play, like you said, through soccer? It wasn't necessarily from a set piece. It was you guys showing your quality and build up to really trouble them. So what did you see there?
Yeah, I would agree. I thought the second half, I thought we were aggressive. I thought we played with purpose. I thought we had a passion about us. And as I said, at halftime, we didn't need to change anything. Towards the end of the game, yeah, you're down 3-1 and you got to push a couple more numbers forward. And we went to 3 in the back. And but I don't think we didn't change anything at halftime. I told the guys there's going to be opportunities, and if you get one, this is going to be a heck of a game. And we didn't find one, right? But I think we showed for that second half that the team we are and the team we've been that's the team that we've played, right? We've played soccer for the majority of this year. And the guys showed that. And we just couldn't find the back of the net, unfortunately. But yeah, to your point, I would agree with you. I think if you're watching in that game and you're saying, okay, you just turn it off. I don't know if you'd say, oh, that's a 3-1 game. But it was a good performance by the guys. It really was. And they came out from half and did a really good job. Just unlucky not to find a second goal, because I felt probably like you guys. If there was a second goal by us, we could have gotten another, you know. But that's why you love this game, and that's why you hate this game at the same time. So
that's all we got. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Thanks to you guys again for all the support this year.
Yep, thanks for all you've given us. Eitan's coming on the podcast. You're always welcome again, Coach, this year, if you want to get one more episode in.
if you need, you can let me know.
Okay.
Hey, you guys have a great Thanksgiving and holiday break, too.
You too.
You too.
Take care.